Hello and good day. Welcome to this audio version of the Project Coping Against Information Disorder. I am Maria, an AI-based voice from Voicemaker, and together with my colleague Hudson, we will guide you through the five chapters of the Erasmus Plus Project Coping Strategies Against Information Disorders. Here you can listen to the chapter 4, which is about journalism and media. Lean back, relax and enjoy this session. But first, there is a hint. This project has been funded with support from the European Commission. This podcast reflects the views only of the author, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. So, here we go.
Let us start with an introduction to this chapter. Innovations in communication tools made possible by the internet's widespread adoption have altered the media landscape. While these developments have undoubtedly improved communication and access to information, they have also given rise to a serious problem, the spread of disinformation. Journalism and the media are more important than ever in the age of information disorder because they are the last line of defense in protecting the truth and spreading only verified information. When news is purposefully produced or intentionally misleading, it is called fake news. The quick distribution powers of social media platforms and the decline of institutional safeguards have made this an increasingly prevalent issue. Fake news has far-reaching effects, including on public debate, governmental decision-making, and public faith in the media. In order to combat the spread of false information and promote the ideals of truth and accuracy, journalism serves as a pillar of democratic societies. Journalists have the duty to check facts, offer unbiased analysis, and show readers other points of view. However, the proliferation of disinformation has presented serious challenges to the established standards of journalism.
The role of artificial intelligence, or AI, in the context of misinformation is ambiguous. While AI can provide several intriguing solutions to detect misinformation, its use in the news media presents some ethical concerns. Many people worry that filter bubbles and the reinforcing of prejudice would result from using AI algorithms to curate and recommend information. It is widely believed that it will not be a sensible idea to put all faith in AI to respect journalistic values like objectivity, balance, and independence. In order to protect the credibility and moral standing of the media, it is crucial to strike a balance between technology progress and human judgment. Media literacy and critical thinking abilities are just as important as journalism and AI when it comes to stopping the spread of misinformation. Media consumers should train themselves to identify trustworthy news outlets, to challenge reported claims, and to recognize the difference between legitimate reporting and propaganda. Individuals can be better equipped to deal with the complexities of the media ecosystem if they have access to education and awareness programs designed to improve media literacy. Addressing the problems of misinformation and artificial intelligence in the media and journalism requires widespread cooperation. Accurate reporting, media literacy, and the responsible use of AI tools require concerted efforts from journalists, media outlets, tech firms, policymakers, and education. Through such concerted action, a sustainable and reliable media ecosystem can be established. In this chapter, we will discuss the foundations of solid reporting and how to spot trustworthy articles from those that are less so.
Recognizing good journalism. The press is often called the fourth power in a country. What is meant is that it plays an increasingly crucial role alongside the traditional three branches of state power, the judiciary, the legislature, and the executive. The media claims to be apart from the state, reporting objectively on politics while exercising oversight and criticism when appropriate. Therefore, media plays a critical role in society by informing citizens, fostering public conversation, and keeping those who have influence in check. Because of the development of online media and the democratization of information, it is becoming more difficult to determine which news outlets can be trusted. The growth of misinformation, sensationalism, and biased reporting are only some of the difficulties brought on by the internet age. That is why it is more important than ever for people to be able to tell credible news outlets apart from the ones which are vulnerable for misinformation. Understanding how to identify and evaluate high-quality journalism in a dynamic media environment can be accomplished through studying the cornerstones of the profession, including journalistic ethics, critical assessment methods, and cutting-edge technologies. Citizens can acquire the necessary abilities by learning to evaluate information critically and giving attention to issues like source trustworthiness, accuracy, fairness, transparency, and accountability.
Credibility of the source. Credible sources are an essential component of high-quality journalism. Accuracy, verification, and adherence to accepted journalistic practices are characteristics of trustworthy publications. Credibility assessment of sources needs the careful consideration of several criteria. Investigate the credibility and history of the publication or journalist under question. Think about their track record of reliable reporting, their standing in the field, and any awards they may have won. Reliable reporting is frequently an indicator of long-standing, credible news outlets. Take a look at the publication's guiding editorial principles. Reliable news outlets adhere to strict guidelines that ensure their coverage is factual, balanced, and objective. Look for a dedication to checking facts, using different sources, and maintaining editorial autonomy. Find out how qualified, knowledgeable, and experienced the journalist is. Look into their education, experience, and any affiliations that might influence their objectivity. Credible news organizations employ highly trained journalists who have built up a solid reputation in their field. Check to see if the news organization or individual reporter avoids sensationalism and bias. Credible sources report the facts as they see them, without embellishment or bias. Their goal is to give readers a fair assessment of the situation so that they can make up their own minds.
Precision and verification. The information presented is accurate if it is reliable, factual, and error-free. It equips readers with the knowledge they need to make good choices and gain insight into the world. Credible news stories present data that has been gathered and verified from many sources. Claims can be checked for accuracy by comparing them to data from other reliable sources. A rigorous review of the following aspects is necessary for determining the accuracy and veracity of journalism. Check to see if the article in question gives acknowledgement where credit is due and includes relevant citations. Journalists who care about their readers' ability to independently check the arguments they make should always include explicit references to the material they give. Fact-checking procedures are standard practice at reputable news organizations. Before publishing, they take measures to ensure accuracy. Check for evidence that the news organization uses independent fact-checkers or collaborates with reputable ones. Taking precautions like this shows that you value precision and accountability. Journalists who practice ethical standards should be open about their research methods and the credibility of their sources. Verify if the news article explains the methods used to obtain evidence, such as interviews, research, data analysis, or reporting on the ground. This openness helps you determine whether or not the content is trustworthy. Journalism that is both reliable and up-to-date covers breaking news as it happens. See if the news source promptly corrects or adds to stories that have already been published. The willingness to fix mistakes and update stories shows a commitment to accuracy.
Fairness and balance. Integrity in reporting means giving readers enough information to draw their own conclusions about an issue or incident. It clarifies various aspects of a subject so that readers can generate well-informed opinions. Journalists can avoid bias and help readers gain a deeper, more nuanced grasp of a topic by offering multiple perspectives. They equip readers with the ability to think critically, weigh pros and contras, and arrive at their own conclusions. When everyone has a chance to have their say, everyone benefits and societal harmony is strengthened. To determine whether a news story is fair and balanced, it is necessary to evaluate the following criteria. Check to see if the article presents a variety of viewpoints on the issue. Try to find some comments, interviews, or remarks from various people who have a stake in the issue, some professionals, and some people with diverse perspectives. Evaluate whether the journalist shows signs of bias or opinion in their reporting. Journalists who practice objectivity keep their own views distinct from the news they report. Journalists should present the news without influencing the story with their own biases or opinions. Keep an eye out for details about the story's history, setting, and background that provide depth to the reading experience. Check to see whether the article gives counterarguments or other opinions, if it incorporates various voices and perspectives, and if it acknowledges the limitations or uncertainties of the topic.
Transparency and independence. Journalists that practice transparency are open about their interviews, their research, and any potential biases they may have. Important qualities include freedom from other influences like politics, business, or ideology. Trust is fostered when readers are given the opportunity to evaluate the information's credibility and any potential biases. Journalism's openness and impartiality can be uncovered by keeping in mind the suggestions that follow. Evaluate the level of transparency with regard to the news organizations or journalists' sources and methods. Journalists that practice transparent journalism explain the processes they use to obtain information, such as interviews, surveys, statistical analyses, and undercover investigations. Readers are better able to assess the legitimacy and dependability of the news because of this openness. Check for evidence if the news organization or individual journalist reveals any potential bias. All relationships, financial or otherwise, that could compromise the independence of the reporting must be disclosed. You should look into the news organization to see if it discloses its ownership and any financial influences. The ability to evaluate potential biases or impacts on the media is facilitated by transparent reporting. Think about how editorially independent the news organization or individual journalist is. Journalists practicing transparency are unrestrained in their pursuit of news by corporate or governmental interests. Check for evidence that the publication has previously published objective, critically minded journalism. Check to see if the news organization has a transparent process for handling updates and corrections. When mistakes or inaccuracies are made, transparent journalists are quick to apologize and correct the record. Look for evidence that the news organization is transparent and accountable by updating its audience on any changes or corrections. Having a conversation with readers is a great way to value honesty, openness, and scrutiny from the public.
Responsible journalism. Good journalism, as opposed to sensationalism or clickbait, can be easily identified by its commitment to ethical standards. Honest reporting always seeks to accurately portray events. Journalists make every effort to convey accurate information and double-check their references before publishing. By not propagating false information, rumors, or unsubstantiated claims, journalists practicing ethical journalism protect the public's right to know. Journalists who practice ethics also protect the anonymity and dignity of their sources. When reporting on subjects of public or personal interest, journalists must use discretion. Reporting that adheres to ethical standards does not resort to deception, sensationalism, or breach of privacy, and instead prioritizes objectivity and sensitivity in its coverage. Journalists make an effort to show both sides of an argument without favoring one side over the other. Ethical reporting preserves the values of independence and freedom from bias, allowing readers to create their own educated conclusions based on a thorough and nuanced grasp of the topic. Maintaining the credibility and independence of the news media is the responsibility of every journalist, and ethical reporting guarantees that this responsibility is upheld. Ethical journalists take into account and value the unique identities, backgrounds, and experiences of their readers. Reporters should be careful not to reinforce prejudice or bias in their coverage. Ethical journalism emphasizes listening to and including diverse perspectives.
The following considerations are essential for detecting ethical reporting. Find out if the news organization or individual journalist follows professional journalism organization standards of ethics. Public support and adherence to these principles by ethical news organizations is indicative of their dedication to truth in the news. Determine if there are definite editorial policies and guidelines in place that encourage honest reporting. Honest news organizations are open about their journalistic principles. Accuracy, impartiality, privacy, conflicts of interest, and other ethical concerns should all be addressed in these policies. Analyze the news organization's process for publishing updates and errata. Ethical reporting corrects or updates its content as soon as possible after realizing an error has been made. Check for evidence that the news organization is transparent and accountable by responding to criticism and correcting mistakes in a timely manner. Consider whether the news organization or individual journalist represents a variety of voices and opinions when reporting, and look for signs that the organization treats sensitive information responsibly, avoiding unwarranted injury or invasion of privacy. The effects on people and communities are taken into account in ethical reporting.
Responsibility and corrections. Good journalism can often be identified by its commitment to accountability. Media with integrity corrects and updates quickly, encourages input, and has a solid policy in place for when mistakes are made. Journalism relies on the public's trust, and when errors or inaccuracies are made, the media must be open and honest about fixing them. News organizations may do their part to keep the public informed and stop the spread of misinformation if they admit and correct errors as soon as they are discovered. Accuracy in all activities and the willingness to admit and correct errors are characteristic features of accountability. If a news outlet admits and corrects an error quickly, its readers are more likely to trust it.
Here is how to spot journalistic accountability and corrections. Check for evidence that the news source issues updates or explanations when mistakes are spotted. Ethical media outlets are quick to admit error and take corrective measures. Corrections can be issued in following articles, editor's notes can be published, or the original article might be updated with clarifications. Check to see if the news organization is forthcoming about edits that were made. Watch for openness in admitting and fixing errors. Think about if there is a defined policy for when mistakes are made in the news. Guidelines for correcting errors, including when they should be issued and how they should be verified, have been created by reputable news organizations. Having a clear procedure for handling infractions shows that you value responsibility. Analyze the publication's reaction to questions and criticisms from its audience. Check for evidence that the publication cares about its readers' opinions and takes action when necessary. Consider the publication's history of publishing errata. Examine the news organization's track record to see if it has admitted and corrected errors in the past. A dedication to accuracy and trustworthiness is demonstrated by an ethical news organization through their pattern of accountability and corrections.
When individuals lack trust in mainstream media, They may feel that the information presented by these sources is biased, manipulated, or incomplete. As a result, they may turn to alternative sources of information, such as social media, online forums, or websites that cater to specific ideologies or interests. These non-traditional sources often lack the same journalistic standards, fact-checking processes, and editorial oversight as established media outlets. In such alternative sources, the content may be driven by personal opinions, hidden agendas, or the desire for sensationalism, rather than a commitment to accuracy and reliability. Misinformation, conspiracy theories, rumors, and propaganda can easily circulate in these spaces, as there are limited mechanisms to verify the information or hold the sources accountable. This can lead to individuals being exposed to misleading or false information, which can shape their perspectives, beliefs, and actions based on incomplete or inaccurate information.
People are also less likely to pay for news in countries where trust between citizens is poor. Trust plays a crucial role in determining individuals' willingness to pay for news services. When trust between citizens is low, it often reflects a broader erosion of trust in institutions, including the media. In such environments, people may be skeptical about the quality, objectivity, and reliability of the news they receive. As a result, they may be less inclined to invest their financial resources in subscribing to news outlets or paying for journalistic content. Trust acts as a form of social capital that helps foster cooperation, shared values, and collective action. When trust is low, people may rely more on informal networks, word of mouth, or alternative sources of information to fulfill their news needs. In these situations, the perceived value of paying for news may diminish, as individuals may question whether the news they receive justifies the cost. Additionally, low trust can also contribute to a fragmented society with differing narratives and perspectives, further reducing the perceived value of paying for news that may not align with one's own beliefs or interests. The lack of consensus and shared understanding may create an environment where people prioritize seeking information that confirms their existing views rather than engaging with a diverse range of news sources.
Sources of information. In the era of information disorder, it is crucial to rely on reliable sources of information to ensure accuracy and credibility. While the spread of misinformation has made it challenging to discern trustworthy sources, there are still several outlets and platforms that uphold journalistic principles and adhere to rigorous fact-checking and verification processes. Established news organizations, well-known and reputable news organizations with a history of quality journalism, often prioritize accuracy and objectivity. Examples include The New York Times, BBC, Reuters, The Guardian, Associated Press. These organizations employ professional journalists and adhere to strict editorial standards, making them reliable sources of news. Public broadcasters. Publicly funded broadcasters have a commitment to impartiality and accuracy. They often provide in-depth reporting, analysis, and investigative journalism on a wide range of topics.
Fact-checking organizations. Independent fact-checking organizations play a vital role in debunking misinformation and verifying the accuracy of claims. Examples include FactCheck.org, QualityFact, Snopes, an international fact-checking network. These organizations assess the validity of statements made by politicians, public figures, and news stories to provide objective evaluations. Academic and research institutions. Universities and research institutions often produce valuable and credible information on various subjects. Scholarly articles, research papers, and studies published in reputable academic journals can provide in-depth analysis and evidence-based insights. Government sources, official government websites, reports, and statements can be reliable sources of information, particularly when it comes to public policy, legislation, and official statistics. However, it is essential to be critical and mindful of potential biases or political motivations in government communications. Non-governmental organizations, renowned NGOs, such as Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, World Health Organization, and United Nations agencies, often produce reliable reports and data on various global issues. These organizations focus on research, advocacy, and promoting human rights, making their information valuable for understanding complex social and humanitarian issues. Specialized publications and subject matter experts, subject-specific publications, trade journals, and industry experts often provide authoritative information within their respective domains. These sources can offer specialized insights, analysis, and research findings in fields such as science, technology, finance, and health.
And finally, we come to journalist ethics. The pursuit of news collection, reporting, and dissemination is governed by a set of rules and guidelines known as journalistic ethics. There are a few universally accepted concepts of journalistic ethics, even if specific standards may vary slightly from one organization or location to another. Key principles to follow are as follows. Journalists have a responsibility to their audiences to present information that is accurate, trustworthy, and verifiable. They need to double-check their information and quickly fix any mistakes they find. Journalists are expected to report the news and information they find without showing any type of bias or favoritism. They need to make a distinction between objective reporting and opinions. Journalists should not let their integrity or accuracy of their reporting be influenced by any other parties, whether political, commercial, or otherwise. They need to prevent conflicts of interest and stand up against any attempts at manipulation.
Journalists should strive for objectivity and provide a range of viewpoints while covering stories of public interest. They need to provide the opportunity for those who are the subject of criticism to respond or express their side of the story. When reporting on sensitive personal problems, such as those involving victims of crime, accidents, or trauma, journalists have a specific responsibility to treat such people's right to privacy with respect. They should not cause anyone any needless pain or suffering. Journalists should be forthright in disclosing the identities of their interview subjects, the organizations they are affiliated with, and the sources of the material they use in their stories. Separating news from advertising or sponsored content is essential. Journalists should take responsibility for their job and be open to constructive criticism. They need to be willing to take criticism, give the other side a chance to respond, and use appropriate editorial standards. Journalists have an obligation to the public to ensure that their work is accurate and fair. They need to encourage democratic principles, widen people's access to knowledge, and help build an educated populace. They should steer clear of inciting bias or spreading false information for attention.
We hope that you enjoyed this session. There is one more chapter waiting for you. You can also download the guidelines for frontliners or go to the e-training platform where you will find 7 modules concerning information disorder. These modules are also accessible through a mobile app for Android phones and as audio files. Enjoy!